Hello.
Hello, is it? Am I speaking with Diane?
Yeah, aye.
Hi,
I've
Diane.
got Stephen here and he's all right to speak.
Perfect, okay.
Okay, I'll
That's
pass him
okay.
on, okay?
Yep,
Thank
that's
you.
absolutely perfect. Thank you. Hello, Stephen.
Oh, hiya.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Okay.
That's good. My name is Aaron. I'm going to be your caseworker in order to
Huh.
get the application rolling for you to the Scottish
Right.
UDESS scheme, okay? So I do just need to do what's called an initial call with you, which is the point of this call. I'm going to grab some details from yourself. I'll tell
Yeah.
you, I'll tell you how we work as a law firm on your behalf. And I'll also discuss our funding and fees. And then I will then dive into your care settings with you and see the trauma and experiences that you have faced during your time in care, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got your name here as Stephen, spelt with a PH, and the last name being Feeney.
Oh.
Okay, do you have any middle name, Stephen?
Stone.
It STER or IR?
Hiya.
IRING. Okay. And would you like me to keep your mum's email address as the email address listed?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, okay. And what's your date of birth, Stephen?
It's the 24th of May, 1987.
Okay, and your current home address?
90 Wade Path.
Did you say Wade Path?
90 Wade. Kelheed.
Say that again, sorry, Stephen. I do apologize.
Kelheed. Kelheed.
And that was 9-0.
Number 9, yes.
Number 9, sorry, my apologies.
9 kilowatt path.
And that's G522PZ.
Yes, that's great.
Yep, okay. Just give me one second. Pop that in there. Okay, perfect. Okay, and when getting in touch with you, Stephen, are we okay to send you an email and a text as well as give you a call?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Excuse me. And is there any terminal illnesses you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. Would you like to nominate a beneficiary to your application at all?
What's that mean?
So what that means, Stephen, is if anything was to unfortunately happen to you during this application process, you can nominate for the amount of compensation that you get to go to somebody else.
Yeah, I put my mum.
You want to put your mum down?
Yes.
Okay. So is your mum's name Diane Logan?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And what do you know your mum's date of birth?
I don't. I'll ask. Do you want me to ask her?
If she's free to talk, if she's free
Yeah,
to
sure.
ask them, yeah.
Ma, what's your date of birth?
28th of the 9th, 1968.
28th of the 9th, 1968. She's quite a pretty good beneficiary. Right. Ah.
Okay. That's not a problem. That's all good. Okay. And for extra security on your account, Stephen, would you like to add a password just in case that anybody tries to impersonate ourselves? They'd have to give you this password so you know that you're speaking to the correct law firm.
Aye, put Mopot down.
What would you like the password to be, sorry?
Mopot, MILPORT.
So that's MILTORT.
Yeah, Mopot.
Yeah. Okay. So what will happen moving forward, Stephen, is when we do get in touch with yourself next, we will get you to confirm your address and your date of birth for data protection. Once that's been passed, either myself or one of my colleagues who give you a call, we will then confirm the password that's on the account. So we'll tell you the password, okay?
Oh.
And then that's how you'll know you're speaking to INS Law.
Great, that's cool.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and so, Stephen, was you known by any other names during your time in care?
Finny.
So was you always known by Stephen Feeney?
Just Finny, I get called. It's my
Yeah.
nickname.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So the name of your mother is Diane Logan. Do you know the name of your father at all?
Michael Finney.
Okay, and what's the name of the current doctors that you're registered at, please?
Westfield Medical Practice.
Okay, is that on Hillington Road?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. And can you remember the address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
Oh, I do not.
No, okay. Do you remember the town that you lived in?
Glasgow.
It was always Glasgow. Okay. Okay, Stephen. So I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf, and I'll discuss our funding and fees. Then I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. The three options that are applicable to yourself, Stephen, is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you, okay? At this stage, Stephen, can you just confirm if you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so our agreements operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%, okay? Okay, and it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you. Okay, so if you do decide to instruct us being your law firm to represent you, what we can assist with is whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application. Then we have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made further down in the process, alongside explaining the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered, and offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Okay.
Okay. What that statutory waiver is for you, Stephen, is basically if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to these matters. Okay, so you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
Okay. Alongside all of that, Stephen, you do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorize us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. Okay, so if that was the case, Stephen, would you like us to start work straight away on your case?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we can do that for you, no problem.
Cool,
Okay,
thank you.
that's not a problem. Okay, so we are formally, so we can formally act for you. We will require proof of your identity for verification purposes. This is also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months. If photo ID isn't applicable to yourself, then we can accept three proofs of addresses still dated within the last 3 months, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay. And what I can do for you is you can either send them via email, or your mum can via email to ourselves, or
Right.
if your mum uses WhatsApp, so do we. So you can just send it as a picture via WhatsApp, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Not a problem.
I've not got a photographic ID at the moment, but I'll get it.
Yeah, okay. If you don't have it handy, and you have three letters that are in your name dated within the last 3 months, you can send them over. That'll still be okay.
Right, just letters with my address.
Yeah, just letters with your name, your address, and dated within the last 3 months.
Right, that's okay, I'll be able to do that.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now for you, Stephen, is I'm going to dive into your care settings with you. Okay. The four types of abuse that this redress scheme look at is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Okay. So with your care settings, how many care settings were you placed in?
So I was in a lot. I was in Kilmore, I was in St Mary's, and I was in a few children's homes.
Okay, so was Kelo your first case, I think?
No, it was Hall Glen, children's home. It was the first place I was in.
Okay, what was the name of that care home, sorry?
Hall Glen.
Could you spell that for me at all?
Right, I'll do say I'll need my man's help here. It's just I've got a bad throat because I get stabbed in the jugular when I was young, so it's
Yeah.
what damaged my voice box. 2 seconds.
Yep.
Ma, can you spell Hall Glen? Hall Glen Johnson.
All right. Hi there.
Hi Diana, are you okay?
I am okay. So it's H
Yep.
O L L O W G L E N, Hollow Glen.
Right, okay, I've got that. That's in Glasgow.
Yeah, it was in Glasgow, yep.
Yep, okay, perfect.
Okay, pass
Perfect.
Stephen back on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Hi Stephen, thank you for getting your mum to confirm that.
And I was in another children's home as well after that. It was Maxton House.
Okay, just one second, Stephen. What year was you in Hallow Glen?
It must have been very start of 2000.
Okay, so 2000. And how long was you there for?
A few months.
Okay.
Maybe about 8 months.
Yeah. So what was the name of that second care setting, sorry?
Maxton House.
Okay.
It's no longer with it. I don't think that's there anymore.
Okay, and that was in Glasgow as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you
And
remember how
then
long you was there for?
I was near there, but I was just a short period of time.
Okay.
Because See, I was kind of sexually abused in one of the two. So the sexual abuse was needed to be secure, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so after Maxton House, where was you then placed?
St. Mary's Secure.
Okay, St. Mary's. Was that St. Mary's Road, Bishop Briggs?
Yes, yeah. That's the one.
Okay. And how long was you there for?
It was maybe about a year.
Okay.
A year of torture.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm going to get a little bit of a brief description from you shortly on what happened at each of these case settings, okay? After St. Mary's, where was you then placed?
Kerlo.
Kerlo. And then how long was you at Kerlo?
I was in Kerlo for about 18 months.
Yeah, okay. So that's then probably with around about the time frame that you've given me, that's going to take us up to around about 2004, okay?
Maybe still.
Yeah, okay. So with, obviously, as again, with this redress scheme, they only unfortunately look at care settings prior to the 1st of December 2004, okay? So I can
it would have been summer 2003.
Summer 2003, okay.
Getting into 2004.
Yeah, what I've done for you, obviously, because we will obtain your care records from Glasgow City Council, is I've just put the rough years in at the minute. But obviously, once we get them records back, we'll then be able to get the exact. Okay.
Sure.
So for these four care settings that I've got, I'm just going to get a little bit of a brief statement from you from what happened in each, okay? So starting with Hallow Glen, just tell me about your time in Hallow Glen. What was that like for you?
Sure, I actually enjoyed it, but it was a weekend where we managed to get alcohol, and I was in bed with one of the younger girls on it. Obviously, I was young as well.
Yeah.
And when the staff came in the room, the two were naked on the bed, and they dragged the girl out of the room. I don't know whether it was hard, but I was still young, and I was hard to stare, you know what I mean? And they took a lighter to me.
What did they do with the lighter,
They bumped me. A foreskin.
Oh, wow, okay. Nice, I'm going to put that in for you. Okay.
I take it all this is all going to come up. I'm not going to end up in the paper, am I?
No, not at all. This all stays private and confidential with ourselves. We don't even get the police involved. This is strictly to do with ourselves and the Scottish Government, okay?
Right, okay.
I remember being in bed with one of the female residents. So was you naked in the bed with the other female residents?
Yeah, two as well.
Okay. One of the staff members come in and dragged me out of bed and got a lighter. So you was in bed with another female resident. You were both naked, and one of the staff members come in and dragged you out of the bed, got a lighter out.
No, they took the girl out of the room, They must have been taking her to her room, and Tuero stayed in the room with me, and it was wired to a lighter to me.
Okay, and... Okay, so they took the girl out of the room and then got a lighter out and purposely burnt your foreskin.
Yeah.
Okay. After this event happened, what did you suffer any other, or then carry on suffering forms of abuse?
No, it was just that, I tell you, it was me, that was all.
Okay. Okay, so... Moving on to Maxton Children's Home, what was that like for you then?
Yeah, I didn't listen, it was much, wasn't that bad, I was only in there, I wasn't in there long at all, it was a couple of weeks, and then I was shipped to St Mary's.
Okay, so there was no forms of abuse suffered in Maxton House?
No, just getting restrained and things.
Just what, sorry?
Getting restrained and things like that.
Okay, and was it in your eyes, was it unlawful restraint, or was it just, would you agree with that it was their procedure, that they restrained you in a way that, you know, you thought was reasonable?
Aye, at that point, aye, it was reasonable, I'd say aye, because okay. I was a bit out of hand.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do, Stephen, just so you know what, obviously I'm doing with your application, excuse me, is I'm going to take Maxton Children's Home out of the list of care settings, only because the care settings that I need to focus on are the care settings that you've suffered the abuse in, okay?
That's fine.
So it's just doing that just so you knew.
Yeah, thank you.
No, that's okay. So we go to back to statements. Okay, so when we go to St Mary's then, tell me about your time in St Mary's.
Apart from getting staff on tap again, things like that, and that was unlawful, it was all right, I enjoyed it, I said the trauma side, yeah, but I enjoyed it, because I was friends that I had done as well, but it was a lot of staff bullying for staff and things.
Okay. So what was it that the staff were doing to you?
Restraining you.
Okay. So did they restrain you unlawfully?
Yeah. Many times.
When they were restraining you, Stephen, was it to a point where obviously you just say, for example, you know, your arm was twisted up your back and it was causing you severe pain?
Yeah, it was bad. So it was your tongue with three, four members of staff on top of you, lying on the floor, your arms and legs up your back.
Okay, and did you take any physical beatings from the residents or anything here?
No, that wasn't happening.
It was just the staff members.
It was just a bit out of hand.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they were just throwing their weight about. One wee voice.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on to Kalo then, Stephen. What was Kalo like for you?
Yeah, that was practically the same. So it was
So in itself, it was an okay care setting, but the staff members, again, ruined that experience for you.
Yeah. Pretty sure an authority.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no need for it, because I'm a nice boy.
So again, you was unlawfully restrained here.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Okay, and besides the physical restraining, what did anything else happen to you?
No.
Okay. Just obviously a question for both St. Mary's and Kalo. The physical restraining that you endured, did that leave in any way any bruising or anything like that?
Yeah, but it did. You know what I mean? At the time, but it's nothing long-lasting.
Yeah.
No, I heard of a lot of bruises and pain.
Okay, I'm just going to add that to both of the care sentences. Okay, Stephen. So I've done the bit of a description for the three care settings we're focusing on. Based on what you've told me, there's two types of payments that we can go for here. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just a fixed amount of an award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. Or there is an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel, dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered. Okay. Based on what you've told me, Stephen, I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
What was the one you went through there?
What was that, sorry?
What was the two you went through there?
Say that again, Stephen, sorry.
What was the two levels of the description you were giving me there? Could you repeat it?
Yep, so you've got a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just a fixed amount of an award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. Or there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel, dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered.
So you've
got a fixed payment of £10,000, or your application can potentially be paid out of up to £100,000.
Is there any difference in waiting time or anything like that?
No. So both waiting times are the same. So even if obviously you say for example you wanted that fixed payment and you know you'd be happy with that, what I advise is you may as well go for the individually assessed payment because the waiting time is the same and you could get more.
I'll go with what you're thinking.
Yeah, the only reason why I want to put you forward for the individually assessed payment is because from your first care setting, you know, getting your genitals purposely burnt by a staff member is quite severe abuse.
Yeah.
And then obviously the physical abuse that you suffered in St. Mary's and Kale, or, you know, the heavily restraining, again, is as a whole, your case is then worth more than £10,000.
Okay.
I feel like obviously if you're applicable to go for more, then why not? Because that's what I feel.
Yeah, you know, I understand.
Okay. In terms of two other questions that I've got to ask you, have you ever received any relevant payments for compensation for, you know, the abuse that you've suffered in care already?
No, nothing.
No. Okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
I do.
Okay.
Not many.
Yeah, that's fine. With them convictions, have you ever spent 5 or more years in prison for a single offence?
Oh, no. No, that. I've did one. I've did a sentence, but it's it was 14 months.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Okay. So what I'm going to send to your... this is your mum's number, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm going to send out to your mum's number and the email, it's going to contain the same link. But basically, there's going to be a client care letter from ourselves, which is basically a hi and welcome. This is what we do for you. There's also going to be a conditional fee agreement, which basically breaks down the percentage that we take at the end of the process, which again is 19.2%, and that is capped. It doesn't go higher. It doesn't change. That's the maximum that we'll take. There's also a letter of authority, which basically you're giving us the right to act on your behalf in order to obtain all the relevant records required to make this case the best that we can. So that's going to get sent out in a link for you to sign electronically on the phone. All you do, Stephen, is you go onto your mum's text messages, you open the link, and then it'll bring up all the documents. Okay, so there's going to be a little yellow box at the bottom, which is going to tell you that there's 4 fields required to sign. What you do is you click that yellow box, and it'll take you to each signature box in order to complete the form. Once that little yellow box says that all fields have been completed, what you do is you scroll to the very bottom of the pages until you just can't scroll no more, and then that's when you'll be able to tick the little other tick box at the side that says that you confirm that your signature is legally binding. You click that, and then next to the yellow box, it will then illuminate a purple, kind of blue-looking colour box which says submit signature. Once that's popped up, you click submit signature, and then that'll come back to myself. And then once I receive that, I can then send off your application to the Scottish Reader Scheme and get a application number on your behalf, okay?
Okay, thank you.
That's not a problem. So I'm going to send that out to you in the next minute or two. And I'm just going to check if we have sent your mum a message on WhatsApp. Yep, so what I'll do is I'll send your mum a message on WhatsApp now with the list of acceptable IDs that we accept. Whenever you can, just send over your 3 proofs of addresses, data within the last 3 months, and then I'll get them uploaded to your case file, okay?
Right, thanks very much. It'll take a couple of days before I can get the letters, but I'll sign the electronic signatures when you send it through.
Yep, no worries. I'll send that over in the next minute or so for you, okay, Stephen?
Right, thanks very much. What's your name?
My name is Aaron, AARON.
Right, Aaron, thanks very much.
Not a problem, Stephen. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you enjoy your afternoon.
You too. Right, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.